I'm visiting with Rick Eakins with FMC, and I understand that we have made a lot of progress here in this Stand and Be Heard contest that's going on. There's some people who probably don't know what that is. Why don't we first tell me what the contest is, and then we'll talk about where we're at and what's coming up next.
Sure. It's really about investing in farming's future and doing it in a way that impacts the youth of agriculture, our next generation. And so this contest is open to students ages 13 to 21 who are active in FFA or 4-H or some ag organization. And we're asking them to sing the national anthem and submit that to our website. We only have a few days left. The submissions close on July 15th, and then voting opens the week of the 20th. So, you know, it's coming up real quick. We've got a lot of submissions, and some pretty impressive students have submitted their videos, so we're real happy about that, and we're anxious to get the voting underway so that people can choose their favorite.
Now, we're going to voting here very shortly. How does that process work?
It's all done through fmccrop.com. You go onto our website, and you'll find the anthem singing contest. There's a promotional link that'll get you to the voting page. You can actually enter the name of the student to sort through and find them. There's, you know, 130 or so videos that I know of that are going to be loaded on that site, so there's a lot to sort through. And just listen, watch, vote for your favorite as many times as you want to.
Now, we can get to the end of this, and we've got a winner or winners. What do they win?
We are providing $10,000 in scholarship money to the grand prize winner, and three additional prizes of $5,000. So it's all about enabling them to go to college, to get advanced degrees, and to apply that knowledge back into the ag industry that has raised them up and been so good to them, has been so good to us for so many years.
Well, it sounds like you've had absolutely great response on this. So I'm going to look forward to checking out some of those. Although I'm thinking listening to the national anthem 130 times might take a little while, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, Rick Eakins, giving us an update on the Stand and Be Heard contest from FMC. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.